13. 주어진 문장의 위치. 대표 기출.
A major challenge for map makers is the depiction of hills and valleys, slopes and flatlands collectively called the topography. This can be done in various ways. One is to create an image of sunlight and shadow so that wrinkles of the topography are alternately lit and shaded, creating a visual representation of the shape of the land. Another, technically more accurate way is to draw contour lines. A contour line connects all points that lie at the same elevation. A round hill rising above a plain, therefore, would appear on the map as a set of concentric circles, the largest at the base and the smallest near the top. When the contour lines are positioned closely together, the hill's slope is steep. If they lie farther apart, the slope is gentler. Contour lines can represent scarps, hollows, and valleys of the local topography. At a glance, they reveal whether the relief in the mapped area is great or small. A busy contour map means lots of high relief.
It has been said that eye movements are windows into the mind, because where people look reveals what environmental information they are attending to. However, there is more to attention than just moving the eyes to look at objects. We can pay attention to things that are not directly in our line of vision, as evidenced by the basketball player who dribbles down court while paying attention to a teammate off to the side just before she throws a perfect pass without looking. We can also look directly at something without paying attention to it. You may have had this experience if you have been reading a book and then suddenly become aware that, although you were moving your eyes across the page and reading the words, you had no idea what you had just read. Even though you were looking at the words, you apparently were not paying attention. There is a mental aspect of attention that involves processing that can occur independently of eye movements.
실전 독해 연습.
No child is simply born into society, but rather into particular locations in society. A social class, an ethnic group, a type of neighborhood. The socialization agents in different social segments present different expectations to children, who will, accordingly, have different socialization experiences. For example, according to some studies, children growing up in Appalachia reach adulthood with less developed capacities for cooperating with others than is found in other parts of American society. While regional differences have received some attention, more interest has been focused on social class differences. Studies have shown, for example, that working class parents in both the United States and Italy are more likely to train their children to obedience and conformity, whereas middle class parents train their children to be self-directing. When the child governs his own conduct by the same values and norms that his significant others hold out to him, he is said to internalize the values and norms. They are available within himself, so that they no longer need be presented by a socialization agent.